Good morning. Another clear, crisp start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone beginning in the 40s this morning. Some 30s can be found across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and a couple of 50s in a few valley locations. However, everyone is cooler than average for this time of year, with a high pressure center overhead. That same high will dominate the weather not only today, but for a good chunk of the week, with a nice warming trend. That will mean a good amount of sunshine throughout the morning and into the afternoon, and temperatures rebounding nicely back into the lower to mid-70s for daytime highs. A cutoff system from the main jet stream flow will meander around the mid-Atlantic region, and a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels will build over top of it across our region. The result will be warmer and dry weather right through the middle and into the latter portion of the week. So another clear to partly cloudy night tonight, with lows back into the upper 40s and lower 50s, and another sunny day tomorrow with a rebound back into the lower 80s. The warming trend will continue with mostly sunny skies as that high pressure dominates into the day on Wednesday and highs pushing into the middle 80s. Humidity will start to build back into the region on Thursday, and with mostly sunny skies and that increased humidity, a more summer-like feel with highs reaching into the upper 80s. That disturbance in the mid-Atlantic region will slowly begin to head in our direction later in the week, so some clouds will tend to mix with the sunshine on Friday afternoon, and we do run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm primarily in southernmost New York as highs approach 90. At the same time, that disturbance, weak as it is, pushes through the region over the weekend coming up, a front will head in our direction from the west, and the combination of the two will bring us the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms by the weekend. Otherwise, both Saturday and Sunday will feature a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stalled front draped along the Carolina coast and an upper-level low over the Ohio Valley will generate wet weather across the central and southern Appalachians through today and the Carolinas through the first half of the week. 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible in portions of the Appalachians, along with potentially strong thunderstorms. Rainfall totals through tomorrow evening are forecast to be highest along the coastal Carolinas, where 3 to 5 inches of rain are expected. Rainfall rates could become intense at times, and flooding and flash flooding are possible through Tuesday. In addition to the rain, very cool temperatures for mid-June are expected to persist into the first half of the week, with highs in the 70s and even some 60s as far south as North Carolina. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees with a northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 44, 80% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.44 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 19 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 71 degrees, the low 43, the average temperature 57, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 56 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is 1.26 inches below normal, and 12.85 inches for the year, which is 3.75 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 57. The record high 96 set in 1988, and the record low 42 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the lower 80s. More sunshine in the mid-80s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and a bit more humid on Thursday in the upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, humid near 90 with an isolated thunderstorm possible in southern New York. And a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs both days in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.